Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. First sermons can be tough. I remember my first sermon no matter how much I try to forget it. Before us today, we have Peter's very first sermon. And this is not just Peter's first sermon, but this is probably the first sermon preached after Jesus ascended back to heaven. So no pressure, Peter. Peter stands up and he quotes from the Old Testament prophet Joel. Let's listen to Peter. Acts chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy." So what was going on that particular day at Pentecost? Could it really be that the apostles were just acting goofy? Or were they really drunk? I mean, what was going on? Well, Peter makes it very clear that what Joel had prophesied was being fulfilled that very day. The Holy Spirit was being poured out on all flesh. Now, here's what's different and absolutely humbling about that. In the past, the Holy Spirit had been with certain people temporarily. He would come upon people at certain times in their lives to accomplish certain tasks, but he didn't remain with them. And mainly it was people like kings and priests or judges. There's even a story back in the Old Testament where some leaders received a portion of the Holy Spirit. And Moses says to Joshua, "I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets, that the Lord would put His Spirit on them." Moses' wish became Joel's prophecy, which became Peter's reality. And now the Spirit has been poured out on all flesh. Now, that doesn't mean that everyone in the world has the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. What it does mean is that the Holy Spirit has been poured into all believers without distinction. Men, women, servants, rich, poor, young, old, all the people within the family of God. He indwells them forever so that we might powerfully proclaim the gospel. It's not just your preacher who should be proclaiming. It's any and all believers. How important is this for the church? Well, Jesus said it was to our advantage that He go away so He could send the Helper to us, through whom we would do incredible works, namely, preach the gospel and demonstrate the gospel through our lives. Well, Peter's sermon that day caused quite a stir. 3,000 people joined that little church. They called upon the name of the Lord. They were saved. They received Peter's word with open hearts and minds, repenting of their sin and receiving Christ as Lord, and they were baptized. I would say that's a pretty successful first sermon. But the measure of success is not just what happened at the end of the sermon. The sermon was successful because Peter explained a passage of Scripture. He showed how it related it to Jesus Christ. And he called on people to respond and did it all in the power of the Holy Spirit. So when you pray today, pray for your pastor that he will preach a successful sermon in this way this Sunday. And also pray for Phil Knott and his wife Lawana. Phil is equipping pastors and church planters with vision and plans for the work of the gospel in the West African nations of Ghana, Liberia, Burkina Faso, the Ivory Coast, Nigeria, and Tanzania, in Mozambique in East Africa. Pray also for the Igbo broadcast in the target area of Nigeria.